What's up, nerds? Welcome back to another episode of the Aggressively Average Anglers podcast. It's Wednesday. We're live and we're talking about jerks, jerk baits specifically, and also jerks like Paul. So we're talking about jerk bait fishing. This is the time of year that it really excels, although it is an all year round bait that excels all the time. Like, you just change up the style that you're using them, and you can speed it up, you can slow it down. But like right now, if you're not fishing a suspending jerkbait, you're missing out. I know some people will say like, yeah, it's just not my confidence bait. It's not something I'm grabbing all the time. And like, that's totally cool. Hopefully we can change your mind tonight. So we're going to talk about the how, the when, the where, all of that, and the what, the specific brands and models that we like, or what you guys should be checking out. We're going to hit all the different price points. This is not like the Mega Bass Show, for example. Although jerkbaits can get expensive, we want to talk about some high value options as well as some premium options with the pinky out as you fish them, and you can absolutely catch some studs on them. So we will get into that tonight. Thanks for joining us again. A couple news and noteworthy items real quick. Obviously, we got the KAS, the Kayak Adventure Series, in Whitehall, still coming up in June. So make sure you guys are registering for that. I will be there. Paul will be on vacation in California like a dweeb. But if you want to come hang out with me, it should be a lot of fun. We'll do some fishing and maybe we'll all catch some dinks together. It'll be an absolute blast. Other news and noteworthy, we need your help, right? So I'm calling out to my folks that are familiar with the Northwestern Indiana, Illinois area, and specifically like Southwest Michigan area. If you guys know some banger spots, we're going to be hooking up with Debo's Fishing and with Fish Anything, aka Ethan Dubetter, aka Mule Fishing Guy. So we're going to be collabing for a weekend. We're going to get a Airbnb, I think is what we planned on. We were talked to the boys last night. So we're going to meet up. We're going to get as much content as we can done. Ideally, we'd love to have some options in a specific area. So if anybody knows like a chain of lakes or a little bit like river, a little bit of lake, little, you know, bank and kayaks type fishing stuff that we can do, that would be awesome. Debo is picking up a kayak. So he's moving away from his
Slayer Max for dirt cheap.
Getting a Slayer Max Propel, the 12.5. Hopefully I will have my Titan X at that time. Fingers crossed. It's supposed to be on a truck April 15th. I was talking to them today. So it should be on a truck April 15th. I'll have that. Hopefully I can have it built out. And then Paul is doing some build stuff on his Light Tackle 2 this weekend. So, I mean, we should be in the works. And we all know Ethan's already got his, he's still rocking Jolene, the Old Town 10. Yeah. Or the same as you, the Pedal 106.
He has the 12, I think.
Does he?
I think so.
Is that what Jolene is? I got it wrong.
Yeah, right, I think so.
Whatever. So we're gonna be yakking. We're gonna be bank fishing. We're gonna be collabing on a whole bunch of different stuff. So all I'm saying, you don't have to burn spots here, you guys. If you want to like in private, just DM us on Instagram. Let us know. Give us some ideas. We really appreciate the help on that. So that's all I
got. Yeah, we don't need your best spot. We just need a fun spot. That's all. And if it is the best spot, I will not tell a single soul, and I'll never go back there.
That too. We will not go back there. Not only that, but we will not call it out in those videos. No. We promise you that. So if you want to share, we appreciate it. Chain O Lakes, west of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Cool. Yeah. I mean, send us the spots. We'll check it out. And it's going to be a blast. If you happen to show up, like, we'll say, hey. So there. All right. So
as we go.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to ask you the Q of the D and we're going to roll into it. But let's keep it simple. If you guys comment this on Facebook, I can check it on Facebook. Or if you DM us on Instagram, I can go back to that a lot easier than live chat. So as I said, tonight we're talking about jerkbaits. We're going to get to that in just a brief moment. First, we like to start the show out with a Q of the D, a little icebreaker, if you will. And this one is Paul's question, which sounds fun. So. What is a food, Paul, that you cannot stop eating? I'm assuming it's like once you pop, you don't stop.
Let me lay out the scenario.
All right, do it.
It's 9:57 p.m. Eastern.
So after the show,
the light has departed.
Uh-huh.
Everyone in your house is in bed.
Yep.
And you're gonna watch You're going to listen to an audiobook by yourself.
Mellow time. Got
it. Downstairs. Maybe you're doing a little chore. Maybe you're changing some hooks, something mindless. And you're like, oh, I'm going to have some entertainment. And while I do that, I'm going to have a snack, or maybe right before I'm going to have a snack.
Yeah.
You make a mistake. You don't just get like a piece of turkey. You don't just go grab a couple pickles. You go and you crack open a whole box of Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
And you eat the whole box, and you can't.
Dangerous.
You can't eat a handful of Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Yeah. No one can do it. No one can do it on the face of this earth, right?
Yep.
So what is that one for you? Girl Scout cookies. Phenomenal example. Who's cracking open some Samoas and eating two? No one. Nobody. If you eat one, you're eating a box.
I just like empty sleeves of Girl Scout
cookies, man. You don't count by the cookie. You count by sleeve. The sleeve. 100.
All right. So what would it, this is like totally a post-podcast snack for me, because it's like we get off here at 10:30. Everybody's asleep at my house. I know everybody's asleep at your house. It's like,
maybe you're under the influence. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
You had a beer. Anyways.
All right. So yeah, if it's a snack,
spicy nacho Doritos. Absolutely.
They were never here.
The only way you'd know is if you check my credit card bill.
Chips top the list. I saw somebody put Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That's a weakness for me as well.
Mind erase.
Because
my taste buds know them so well. When I think about the bag, I can taste them on my tongue.
Dude, and like once you eat a few, you got to keep going. It doesn't get hot unless you stop.
No. Unless you're crying, that's the only way that you would stop to wipe your eyes so you could see the next Cheeto.
Yeah, you have to keep cramming them to increase the Scoville units are in your mouth face. So true. So,
Chaw says black jelly beans, so he is fired. Chaw's, he is a warlock. He's eating them right now. I saw him doing it. He's a whole bag of just black jelly. I'm not joking.
You're a terrorist. Get him out of here.
What are you going to do with this guy? He's a warlock. There's no way he's not a witch.
All right, so chips is top of the list. Any type of chip, I would say, but specifically Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm here for it. Yeah. Spicier nacho, great option. Sun chips, garden salsa sun chips, or French onion. I can absolutely
Onion's a sleeper.
It is. People miss out on that, man. Big time. Post show, typically for me, it's actually like pretzels. Like specifically
pretzels are
seasoned pretzels.
If it's seasoned pretzels, that's worse than Cheetos. Cheetos, I know they're extremely bad. When I'm eating a Cheeto, I know like this isn't good. I would never buy a whole bag. I would buy the smaller bag. Thyself, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't had Cheetos in years. Honestly, years.
Sad for you.
Spicy Nashville hot pretzels?
Yeah.
Never had a chance.
Dangerous.
Walking the gangplank from the second they went through the front door. Okay. And yeah. No, not lasting. Dots are worse.
Dots are too easy
to eat.
Yeah.
You need to get something that like actually scores the inside of your mouth so that it's like you're wounding yourself by taking the next bite. You're like, well, if I heal tonight, I can eat more tomorrow. So you'll take a break. Not with dots. Yeah. There's nothing that can hurt you about dots. They're so innocent until the whole bag's gone. 2,000 calories later. Jesus.
Takis are aggressive in that way. Takis and Doritos will leave jagged scars in your mouth.
I eat whole bags of sunflower seeds while watching baseball at night when I was by myself and I was a bachelor. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had just cheek muscle leaking out of my mouth. Totally worth it. All right. I love these. There's a million of them. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Like, everyone else here seems to know.
We all have
exactly what I'm talking. Chex Mix, brutal. Cashews, that's the worst. Because 5 cashews is like a whole bag of Fritos.
Full serving.
My God. Full serving is you glancing at them.
Wasabi.
Dry Fruit Loops.
Yes.
A dry cereal in general. You know what the problem with dry cereal is?
It's out of the bag.
When you're hammering it out of the bag, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? My mouth is dry. Oh, I'm going to go get some. I drink whole milk. I'm going to have some
you
milk.
Probably just pour it right in your
I'm
mouth.
Eating deconstructed cereal. Right. And then all of a sudden, before I know it, I've gone way too far and I've just tripled my calorie intake.
That's what serial killers do. That's what the killer lady does in Get Out. She sips milk through a straw while eating one Cheerio at a time. It's disturbing.
Only one person has said something remotely healthy. Smart food, cheddar popcorn. That's got to be close to healthy. It could be a lot worse. Frozen Thin Mints, though, that's a good one. Bag. There's no misses here. I don't yuck anyone's yum. Soft pretzel with cheese. Oh my god, I don't know whose house you're at. Hot ones.
That's bougie.
Delicious. Good answers all around. It's good. Yeah. I like to wallow in sorrow a little bit, you know, at night sometimes, and I'll do that with, you know, a bag of pretzels. I'm good with that.
You got to perch the bag on. You got to recline all the way.
Pop it right perch there. It. Yeah, 100. Yeah, man. Oh yeah. Sometimes you know what I do? The worst. When I'm at the depths, I will actually do ranch and hot sauce and dip pretzels in that. That's, you've gone so far, but that is really, that's next that's level.
Absurd. I love it.
All right, let's get into, all right, so time. First of all, when we talk about jerk baits, it's really easy to just say like a jerk bait. And you kind of think of, when I think of like a standard jerk bait, I do think of the Mega Bass Vision 110. Like that's what I think of when I think of a jerk bait. It's like the most prototypical one out there. It's like the newest style of jerkbait, or that, or the old Rapala ones, you know. That's what I think of when I think of a jerk. But I will say this, there's a lot of different types of jerkbaits out there. So the first thing you'll see that I think varies, maybe not the most, but probably has the largest variance, is the size. They have these things where they're all the way down to, and this isn't even the smallest one that I've got in this room, but this is like a 2.5 inch right here jerkbait. They've got them. That's an upsize right there. This one right here, just for some comparison, here's like one of the larger ones and one of the smaller ones. These ones are both made by Daiwa, by the way, and Daiwa actually sent us these, which is pretty crazy.
Pretty sure that's the biggest one I fish right now. The 136, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, most of them that we're fishing that are upsized, 137,
actually. 137.
So most of we're fishing that are upsized are like 100 to 110 millimeters.
And someone gave us a crappie one that's a 150. It's huge.
I have it still. It's a 1 ouncer. It's a 1 ouncer.
It's huge. So there's size-wise, there's a bunch, right? And then we just got one. It's a big fat one. It's like, it's tall. It's Bill Lewis.
Oh.
Scope.
I got it. The Scope Stick.
Scope Stick, thank you.
It was a newer one in the FFS series. Yes.
Yeah. So you see how big that tall that body is? Much taller than like a kind of standard jerk bait.
Right.
Kinda. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Then you get, after that, it's like there's kind of three, and this covers everything, obviously, but there's sinking, where you cast it out, and even if you didn't do anything, you just let it sit, it would slowly sink. So think the Rapala Countdown. That's like a perfect example. Next you get suspending, so whatever, whenever you start retrieving it, it does it, the bill pushes it down to the water, and then it just stays there
forever.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
if I could only have one, that would be the one, but I like it in for cold water mostly. And the next one is the floating, which I like the least. I don't feel the need to have a floating almost ever.
It's like a popular summer hotter temps,
exactly,
and then down south like a lot of the time. But that's
that's because a lot of times they'll be fishing shallow longer in the year, and on top of that, they have a lot of grass. So if you get in a bad position, you can hang it up right on the grass and they'll kind of float away from it, which is kind of nice. And then you have some, like, I would say, like, very interesting, like a little more outside the box action. Most jerk baits are like twitch, and then they kind of, maybe the back or the front will go up a little bit, or the whole thing rises or sinks or whatever. But they're just kind of a twitch bait, or you can just retrieve them steady. Think about a Thunder Stick. That's like a classic trolling bait. But they have a couple. So there's the Kredge that just came out, which is jerk backwards from Berkeley. That one has an upside down bill. Look at them go. That one flutters upwards and then sinks back the same way. So it makes like a, almost like a graph line up and back, and it's like swinging back and forth. Very interesting. I kind of like it. I hated it at first. I'm back on it. The one we got last year, it's almost triangular shape, and that is actually meant to almost do a 180.
Yeah,
almost like a whole 180 degrees on a twitch, which is freaking wild. And then we got one that was one of our least favorite baits of all time. I don't even know who makes it, but it's a sinking, it's a pink jerkbait that sinks like a stone.
I don't have
like a cinder block.
It's on the wall downstairs.
Go grab that disgusting.
I'm not getting it. It's downstairs.
I thought you said it's been okay.
It's downstairs.
Yeah, it's a horrible bait. But you know, you do have that. And then next, I think you get a couple of different materials. So there's like the balsa, right, from back in the day. Those are all floating.
Yeah.
Then you get like the, obviously the newer ones are plastic and they have ball bearings in them. Some have tungsten bearings in them. They have weight transfer systems in them. They have little ballast pockets of air in some of them. There's all different kinds. Then you get these silent versus ones that have a little rattle to them. There's not many that I know of that are like really loud though, because it is a little stealthy. It's a stealthy situation that you're dealing with. And then there's kind of three main ways to do it. There's the jerk. We're actually jerking it. It's more of a twitch, right? Mm-hmm. You're just bringing it forward. Some people do it super fast. Some people do it slow. It's kind of whatever the day calls for. Then there's full motion. You can just retrieve them. Those little old, the husky jerks, I almost never use them as jerk baits. Straight retrieve. One of the biggest bass I ever caught on my home lake came on a 2-inch Rapala that I was doing just that, like a crankbait. And then you control them. So a lot of folks hook them up to bottom bouncers, or they just straight up tie them to the back of a boat and use them like a plug, and they just drift them. So that's, I think in that three minutes or a minute, whatever that was, I think I caught all the tons of jerk baits that I've ever heard of or know about.
All right. Great show. See you guys.
Did I miss any? Does anyone, what did I miss?
No, I would say that covers the vast majority of it. And I would also say, like, when in doubt, if you guys don't really fish jerkbaits and you just want to get into it, what I would suggest is a 4 to 6 foot diver in the 100 to 110 millimeter size. And that's like this mega bass right here, right? So usually, oh, look, there's grass on it because I've been fishing it. So there's usually three trebles on that. And then obviously some other, you know, slightly shorter is going to have like two sometimes, or sometimes three if it's a mega bass Vision 110 Junior. But grab one of these. I'd recommend suspending. I feel like sinking and floating takes a little more getting used to. Suspending, like, there's so much room for error because you can basically just cast it out there. You can just start twitching it right away. You can reel down real quick and then start twitching it, but give a good long cast and just twitch it back to the boat. And if you're doing that around cover-ish or over grass, like, you're going to catch a fish. They are magnetized to it.
So let's talk about, like, what are they supposed to do? Because why do we have 1,200 different kinds, right? Because there's every combo under there. And some of them, so one thing I want to call out, Jeff, will you hold up that Megabass 110 real quick?
Yes, sir. Here.
And then, look at it. If you don't mind holding up that the HMKL minnow, the Daiwa one.
Oh, the big boy?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
So you have them right next to each other, too. So there's... Oh, they are... They kind of do look the same. I'm kind of surprised. But the one on top, the Megabass, is sort of the new jerkbait shape. See how the Daiwa one is very rounded? And then the one that Jeff's got has kind of this, like, really... It, like, trims down. It's like a slim-fit pant. It, like, at the very bottom, it goes all the way tight to the ankle, right? We got a little husky boy. That's my fit right there. Athletic fit. You know,
skinny nice jeans rounded, or right? Yoga pants?
That's for me. That's for me. I'm not a tracksuit guy. So
there you go.
But they all kind of do the same thing. And some of them have the bill, like, molded right to the front. I'll tell you right now. I do not know a single one that I only know one brand that makes one like that I am like, it's the best. And that is Yozuri. Nobody else makes one that I really love that looks like that, but, you know, maybe that's just me.
Which one? This one?
That's fucking sick. The 3DB, the old one. It has that, like, where the lip is right in the front instead of having that, like, the nose pointed in the front of it where it, like, pulls it down.
Oh, I got you. Yep.
So what are they supposed to do? You get the old style, you get the new style. What they're supposed to do is a lot of these are meant to go to a specific depth. And when you get a crankbait, it's really hard. It can be really hard to get it to that actual depth when it says like 6 to 9 feet. How many times have you felt like you got to 6 to 9 feet?
Zero.
Not that often. 10%. Not that often. Like a 12 footer. I'm like, nah, maybe it goes to 8 or 10. Unless you really dial in your setup and you're going really slow and you don't have any current. These are meant, like, when the sinking ones, when they say, like, it's basically bottomless, you can get as low as you want. That's what it's for. You cast it out, medium cast, and you're supposed to get all the way down to a specific depth. A lot of times with jerkbaits, it's cold weather, and those fish get suspended, or they pick, like, a spot, and they hug that spot. So if you find them somewhere, a lot of times you can cast to them, and you get the jerkbait dialed into where it's, like, right above them, and then you just park it with little tiny taps right in front of them. Specific depth. The next one is specific action. Some of these are meant to be just absolutely wrecked, like the aggressive, twitching. Some of them, you just do this. Tip, 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 tip on the rod tip. And you just, you don't have to do much. And they do all the work for you. So specific action. And then the last thing I would say, some of them are meant to be fished really slow and twitched. And some of them are much better at being trolled. So again, the Thunderstick, I think, is like the best example of one that I've never, ever used as a jerkbait. I've only ever trolled it. So some of those, you know, they do that too. And then some of them, some of the newer ones, especially, they have like a roll. So some have like a little roll dialed in there too. So they don't twitch side to side as much. They just go like, almost like that. Oh, that's a bad thing. They almost go like this, side to side, left to right. So that's what they're supposed to do. So Jeff, you're talking about, I want to talk about like when and where, because I feel like that's where people actually miss the most is they'll go to the bank and grab a jerkbait. I really don't run the jerkbait on the bank almost at all.
That the biggest fish I caught this year was on a jerkbait from the bank.
Sure. Well, I'm not saying I don't, but it's not my go-to.
No, for sure. I mean, there's plenty of other things. It's like crank baits from the bank is like not ideal because you're going to be running into all the cover on the way back to you. The only reason I did it was that I was kind of like over a drop off and
well,
I was
we fishing. Knew it was already hitting home runs.
Yeah. Well, it was like 2 days later or whatever. And then I was fishing it on a BFS. So it was a little tiny guy. I don't even know if I have it. Well, it's similar to something like this. It was a mega bass. It's in my BFS kit, which
it's is on our, it's on our, it's the guy. 70. The I have it written down in the
show. The 80, there's an 80 and a 70. You have the 70,
the X70 BFS. There's a 70 and an 80.
Yeah, so it was the 80. I was fishing actually in this color, it's clown color, chartreuse, orange, and pink that DeBurley gave me when we were down in Alabama. So, yeah,
sick. That jerkbait is freaking awesome.
It is, it is a great jerkbait. So it's pricey, but
I go. So, when I break out a jerkbait, it's usually when I it's usually when it's like 10, 12 foot of water, somewhere in there, not like a little deeper than maybe what you would normally fish, 20 feet maybe. And I know there should be fish nearby, or I'm using live scope and I know there are fish that are nearby and I don't know where exactly they are, but I know I'm in the region. And then I'm fan casting a lot of times. Like I use it like a search bait and it's unbelievable how many times with a jerkbait. You think you're doing it perfectly, you'll get your jerkbait all the way to the boat, and then you see there's a fish just parked on it.
Yeah.
One
you get the, you inch, get the follower half
inch away. He's literally right here, just going
nosing it.
Do I want to? And it's because you just haven't found the cadence, right?
Yeah. All right. So we'll answer this and I'll comment. Alex Ryder says favorite brand of jerkbait, budget friendly besides Megabass, dude.
Should we go through the list?
We're going to get to it. We'll get to it. So I would say like budget friendly, there's a lot of different options out there. Honestly, value friendly, I really like Rapala or Rapala, as a lot of folks like to call it. Whatever it specifically is, I don't care.
But mine's the KVD 100.
The KVD was the next one I was going to throw out. So Rapala and Strike King KVDs, like they're just the KVD is $9.99. Some of the KVDs, I think, did they go up in price? But I mean, and regardless, like most of those are pretty high value, and you're gonna be happy.
So, and I know that sounds expensive, but if you go look up jerkbaits right now, jerkbaits are usually 15-20% more expensive than a crankbait. And a crankbait, if you got a $7 crankbait, you're like, middle of the road, kind of cheap crankbait.
Typically, you got more parts. So you got another treble, another split ring. And it takes a lot of engineering to make this thing work.
I think more than most other baits.
And if it's suspending, you know, I mean, so I don't know. There's a lot that goes into it. A lot of these have weight transfer systems. Some, you know, a lot of crankbaits do too.
Some have tungsten.
But it's not like crankbaits are cheap. They're not.
The trebles are almost always short shank, thin wire. High quality. They got to be sticky because you don't really set the hook too hard on those.
Yep.
And they almost always have a split ring in the front, because really you should be running these with a loop knot. The looser that connection is, the more swish back and forth you get on the twitch. So a lot of times you're going to have those, and some will have the split oval. Ring. The Strike Kings will have the oval ones.
Yep. And sometimes this Daiwa, for instance, has a little snap on there.
It's even better. It's
pretty neat. So yeah, I mean that somewhat helps you can still benefit from using a loop knot, but
$7 to $10 is a steal. 12 to 15 is the standard. 20 to 25 is the bougie these days.
Very bougie.
So, I don't think 25 is that bougie because there's more evergreens are more expensive than that.
It hurts me. If it hurts your soul to purchase it, then it is bougie.
I'm not saying $25 isn't bougie. I'm saying from like expensive to the cheap.
Yeah.
Because the Vision 110 has proven to be so good, it's no one balks at $20 for a jerkbait.
$25 for the 110 full size. Yeah. If you get the junior, it's $20. The Vision 110 Junior is a fantastic.
They're all great. I've never gotten one to be like, oh, I'll get rid of this.
Well, you say that. I can probably think of a few. The Daiwa Stees that we got, these are I see one on Discount Tackle is $22. I don't know what are they normally.
They're big. Did you see the piece that's inside this darn thing?
Like 25 or something.
Did you see the piece inside of this?
The weight transfer system in the Daiwa? Yeah, it's nuts.
It's insane.
It is. So yeah, sometimes you're going to get that because again, like I want to have similar like topwater walking baits and like your buzz baits and your glides. Like I want to have as much time as possible to get fish to key in on this thing. So Paul was talking like, where do I like to fish mine? He's fishing like deeper water column. I'll say like recently I got a lot more confident with deeper water column with these deeper divers. Like they call them 6 to 9 foot divers or whatever, 8 to 12s. You can have a few of those in your box is a good idea. I've gotten a lot more confident with that. If I know there's cover down there, like let's say you have sonar, great. If you don't, like you can look up maps and you can get a general. Oh, that's the full chrome they gave you. I got like a trout pattern.
Mine's actually mine is incredible.
It's inchromable.
This is such a minnow. This looks like I'm holding a live minnow. Am I holding a minnow or is this a jerkbait? How can you tell?
It's jerkbait. It has hooks.
You don't know.
You dumb dumb. So I would say like my primary spot that I'm grabbing a jerkbait though is like anytime I'm near any sort of cover in 5 to 10 feet. Like that's my go-to for that. And I'll fish them shallow. You can just slow down with the suspending. Just slow down, just twitch. And a lot of time that's where you'll benefit from the floating jerkbaits as well, because then you can fish them as shallow as you want. They'll just come back up. So for the most part though, like I said earlier in the show, it's 4 to 6 foot diver. That's my go-to suspending. And I mean, you're going to catch some friggin' fish. Just have a couple of different colors. You don't need that many. You have like one natural. So I go for like a perchy perch, right?
Who can afford to have that many?
Or a bluegill, right? If I had to buy like two, I'm going to go like white and then I'm going to go natty boy. A little bit of flash.
Now the Smithwick Rogue, we just tried these for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Don't worry, I got everything.
These are $8, guys.
Yeah.
These are kind of like the old Rob Hall Laws.
Raw Paul Laws.
You got it.
Got it. Yep.
Cool. They worked well. We caught a fish like in 5 minutes.
Two casts. I got one.
They're quality, man. So if you need a cheap one, I don't mind recommending it. They're cheaper than a raw Paula and they work just as good. They come in like one size, but they have a lot of new style color schemes that are solid and they like the texture on the outside. I don't love it, but it's freaking awesome.
I think it's fine. The hooks ain't bad. So the color I caught on was the bone and with a hint of chartreuse in it.
Always just that bad. Or white and purple.
Gas money for the Bixby. Cheers, word. Feather Outdoors. Thanks. We will definitely make sure to put gas in Paul's Bixby.
Please do. And Chris Shu, I just want to mention you've been gifting people memberships. I just printed out a postal thing for you. I had one out. I needed to make sure I had the right address. We figured everything out.
Yeah.
Reprinted it. Gonna tag it later. It's going in the mail. I might just send you another one next week. I don't know. Throw that out there for our boy. He's been hooking people up big time.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We got it.
Now we said where to do it? Over grass, deep water, basically. Anytime you would be too afraid to throw a lipless because you'd worry it would snag on something, that's a good time to break out a jerkbait.
Yeah, and typically I have more confidence in a jerkbait than a lot of other baits, so I'm grabbing it before a lot of those.
Yeah.
Like a lipless.
But I'm trying to, like a lipless, you would go, what?
On the Vision 110s, I glue a steel wire Stinky River Tom. I love it. Just the extra protection. It's a bumper for the river. That's awesome.
Respect.
Yeah. So it doesn't get hung up or bit off. Cool. Yeah. I love that, man.
But I'm looking for Jeff's right. Well, here's the thing. The what dictates almost all of this is the when.
Well, when do we fish them?
In the summer.
Yeah.
In the summer, I'm just search bait. I'm like, there's somebody here. There's a fish here.
Such a good
anytime you think there's a fish,
bait. Yeah.
Go. The flip side of that is, when do I have the most confidence and when is it guaranteed to be tied on?
Yeah.
Really early in the season, like spring and really late in the fall. Like when the water temps start to get the 50s, right, I'm like, let's freaking go. Because if you can find a patch of grass, a jerkbait is perfect. If you can find a drop off, a jerkbait is perfect. If you find a big open flat, a jerkbait is perfect. If you find wood, jerkbait.
So everywhere, we got it. So anywhere that's wet, preferably deeper than 1 inch.
Was there a pool here at some point in the early 13th century? Throw it.
So why? What makes it such a good jerk or a good search bait? I keep like mixing those words up. But what makes it such a good search bait? It's a reaction bait, right? So it's got aggressive action, and it puts out one. I mean, you can get them with sound, right? So I mean, it can like drive fish to it, but also like because of its profile, its size, its movement, like it really does a good job of drawing them out, which is why you don't need sonar. Like this would be my anti-sonar bait. This would be like, I don't have forward facing sonar. Can you be, you know, better off by having sonar or forward facing sonar with it? Yeah, obviously. But if I don't, and a lot of guys don't, then like it is such a good option.
Yeah, it's kind of like a jig or a Ned rig where you're like, if I get in front of this fish, I can catch it.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great.
Well, what have we been doing, man? The last couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm not saying
we
no.
don't. Well, I know. I'm just saying we don't have forward facing sonar on our rigs. For those that don't
have any sonar on my rigs.
We have no sonar on our rigs right now because we got rid of the Hobies and I got rid of my sonar with it. So I don't even have one. I actually had to buy a new one. And yeah, we haven't been using that. So we have no eyes in the water. And what are we doing? Throwing jerk baits and drop shot. Like just one of the easiest ways to find fish this time of year. That combo, the 1-2 punch, if you will.
I will say too, Jeff said if you're gonna get one, go with the 110 or 100 size, the millimeter size.
Yep.
I actually, I don't think you can mess it up because this one that's got like the two trebles on it and is like 4 inches or 3 inches long.
Yep.
I'm here to tell you, you can run that. You just, as long as you have the right rod, right? You have a rod that can cast it. These little ones, I do feel like if you just wanted to like kind of figure them out and catch a fish, I might start there. And the other thing too is it only has two trebles. Kind of more like a crankbait, a little bit easier to manage. Three pin, you know, really thin wire hook trebles, terrifying. But if you're using a net, it's a horror show.
Have so pliers.
You should have pliers. You'll be upset if you don't. Buckle up. I don't know. Think about that. I would think about that too.
Somebody asked about mock jerkbaits. Never used them. I think they're brand new, so I definitely have not used them. Yeah, this one says they're not available till 4/8 on Tackle Warehouse. They look like a jerkbait to me, though, so I'm sure they work great. I just never use them. So, speaking of like the smaller profile ones that you were talking about, though, dude, the little X wraps, two treble X wrap, or
the X wrap.
You want the value Yozuri, right there? These are
3DB, super cheap. 3DB. Well, I mean,
cheap.
Do you want to talk gear, or do you want to go through the list? Because you just hit two of mine.
Two of your what? Oh, let's talk gear.
I have a whole list of favorites, but then I have like what kind of gear, because the gear I think is extremely important.
What are we casting this on?
So I would actually say this is one of the few baits that does really well with either a spinning bait or a bait casting setup. Not all of them do. Spinning
or bait caster.
The same one, like the same exact bait will do well on both. I will say this. Having a little bit longer rod is good. Having a crankbait rod is okay, but really it's actually not preferred. The best, my ideal setup would be a bait casting setup just because it's fun, and you can get away with a little bit shorter, but I want a 7.4. I want a medium or a medium heavy, and I would like to have it be a moderate action, mod fast action. That would be the ideal setup for me.
The game changer has been the mod to mod fast action. Like, I used to fish them on just a standard medium heavy with a fast action tip. And the major difference has been how many fish are you landing on the mod to mod fast. So many more. So like, hookup ratio is great, but landing ratio has gone way up from switching to a mod fast. So I 100% on board with that. A little bit longer gives you more cast, but right now I'm fishing on a 7 foot, the Megabass Levante. Yeah. It's a regular action, which is mod fast. And it's a 7 footer, and it's fine. I've got that with the Arc Gravity 5, which is probably helping me because it casts a.
It's not hurting.
Yeah. It's so easy to cast.
So the reason I like the longer rod, is you actually get much more cast.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you can go
and they don't cast that great. They don't always cast that great. If it's windy, you're not going far.
With a little guy, you're done. You need to go up to your big boy.
Yeah. So I do like them a little, the rod a little longer. And then it does actually help when you get like the one rear treble barely nicked into the lip, like you barely hook one. That's when it's really nice to have the extra length. Just it's one little bit extra shock absorber to help get that fish in.
100%. Also, Paul, do you have sunglasses by you? I'm wondering if you could wear them upside down.
We never named that guy, did we?
I called him Dirty Stash Paul, and a few people. Oh,
come on. You're
right.
It's always dirty. Yeah, but try not to make clean stash Paul. Fetch is not gonna stick.
What's not gonna stick?
Yeah,
stash.
It's Dirty Stash Paul. That's not even. It has to roll off the tongue. I need some alliteration.
Yeah. Something. Dirty Dan. Randall.
I didn't say it was a bad idea. I just said I needed some alliteration. So that's helping.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be like a post we post somewhere.
All right. We'll make a story on Instagram. You guys help us name that character. You got to say this like that character, though. If Rapala don't make it. Yeah, this comment that's on
the screen. If Rapala don't make it, you don't need it.
There you go. No, now you're that guy from TikTok. I love it. All right. Awesome. Yeah, appreciate the shout out of that character. Oh, hey, Tom Allred, not Alfred. I'll never forget that. Cheers to you. Super chat for $20. Thank you so much, man. Jerk baits always feel like my cheat code in northern Wisconsin. Well, that's why you're in the spot, my dude.
Cold like turf, man.
We're all kind of lucky with it here. This time of year for smallmouth and pike. 100%. That is another thing we should call out. Like, if you like catching pike, this is one of them baits that is going to catch you a lot of pike very easily because they like to target these things like nobody's business. Yeah. So you want a little slime torpedo? Like, do it. Throw a jerk bait.
Call it a meat missile.
Oh, it's got a lot of names. Let's be real. right. Hammer handles. All right. So, yeah. I think gear-wise, kind of covered it. So if you're throwing the lighter ones, spinning setups, also a great option. You go with like these little doodads here, throw them on a spinning setup. You're going to be real happy. It's just a lot easier. And, or a BFS setup. If you're a pinky out bougie boy, just like us, and you feed into the scams around fishing, just like we do, because we just call for everything, as the comment section likes to say on those videos. We don't need it. We don't need BFS.
Comment Carl. That's what it should be.
Comment Carl. I'm gonna let that one simmer. I'm gonna see.
Comment Cameron.
No, Carl's better than Cameron for sure. It's definitely a two worder, right? And it's the alliteration that has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll think about it. We'll get there. We'll get
comment Seth.
What? Sorry. Come again.
What you heard me.
Comment what?
No idea is a bad idea.
No, that was a bad idea. Except that's specifically.
Wrong, Rochacho.
That's where you're wrong, Rochacho. We'll land on it. You know what? Let the people talk. Let the people decide it.
Comment Kevin is good. That's where I should have gone.
Comment Kevin. Comment Kyle. Kyle is the male Karen. So yes. Comment Kyle is a good option, I would like say. It. Keep throwing those names out there, guys. We appreciate it.
Comment Kev. You could shorten it. That Kev. Rolls. Comment Kev. That rolls.
But nobody shortened it for this guy. He just
decided he did it himself. His name was Kev. Yeah. He gave that to himself.
That makes
comment Kev could be a nice
currently an upper ranker right now.
I could just do like a worn down computer with like a picture of AAA up on the screen. Yeah. Comment Kev. Say like be back soon.
Away from keyboard. Got it.
I love it.
All right. We'll give Persnickety Paul. That would be
Cletus Yeetus. Cletus Yeetus.
Comment Cletus. Comment Cletus is a fun one.
Comment Cleet. You shortened it.
Comment Karen is just fine.
Well, then you can put a K in front of it. It's Comment Karen.
Yep. Oh gosh. I hate it. Persnickety Paul is like, you gotta wear a monocle.
Yeah, he's gotta be way more proper and prim. He can't be so raw.
I mean, we could mix it up. Like, we've done enough of Comic Cletus, aka Kev.
If there's a subtle Southern accent, you can't call him some like Cletus name. You can't do that.
It's got to be Kev because you're just an angry Midwesterner.
Comment Ken is pretty good.
I'm just Ken. Ken. His job is angry comments.
His job is
yelling at YouTubers.
Yeah. bothering people in the Midwest who make their own fishing videos. My favorite thing that I think I ever said to somebody was like, hey, good, go make your own video.
That they're not going to, so I mean,
I'll never see it, so I don't need to worry about it.
Isn't it wild, like, just when your opinion differs from someone, screaming at them even though there is no actual
I've never left a comment answer on someone's video being like, you're actually wrong.
I'm gonna start doing that.
I'm appreciative of actually all the comments we get. I don't mind when people don't disagree with me. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. I guess the only thing that bothers me
kind of wild
is if like you can't like get through to somebody where you're like, well, so I was trying to make that point in the video. Here's a clarifying point. What do you think of that? And they're like,
false.
They just repeat themselves. I'm like, all right, so this isn't gonna work very well.
Yeah, when they stop reading the comments, like that.
Yeah, I'm like, God, what do we do here? Palatable Paul.
He's not palatable.
Partially though. Palatable Paul.
Nope. Unpalatable Paul.
Potentially palatable Paul.
Palate damaging Paul. The palate ruiner. We need a palate cleanser.
Palatable.
No, you lost it. Let's get back to jerk baits.
Yeah, let's do that.
You lost
All right. We've gone.
Oh, did we talk line? We talked
So the last thing I said is spinning rods work, same exact rules. Medium heavy is okay. Medium's better. If you get a medium mod, that's ideal. Longer is better with a spinning rig. With a bait caster, I don't want to think fast and I don't want to think slow. 7.3 is the name of the game. 7.5 is the name of the game. And that's like your standard setup. Line wise, I'm good with full fluoro. The setup I ran last year for jerkbaits, the whole season was just full fluoro. And I liked it. I will say it's a lot easier to cast them with braid.
Yeah.
Fluoro leader. So you got to have fluoro though. Most times those fish are going to get right up to it and it won't take much to spook them, especially when the water's really cold. We happen to be in a clear water situation. Not everyone would be, but that's another thing counting against us. So I think I would definitely say you got to have fluoro. I don't like the mono because you want to get down when you need to. So I'd go with fluoro. And that would go for both setups.
Yeah. Similar to crankbaits. And you could do a crankbait setup. I've used my crankbait setup a million times for jerkbaits just fine. So Brando wants Brando Calrissian, which is, again, great name.
But outstanding.
Have you used or seen the Rapala SSR series?
That's the one that's like the hybrid hunter. It's their jerkbait body with like the L-shaped lip.
Rapala SSR. Oh, yeah. I've used that.
Yes.
I think I have one in my old man box, actually.
Yeah. I have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
The body, they took like a crankbait body, kind of. I was like, whatever.
It's not, let's just say, I'm not grabbing it.
No, I mean, it got given away in the giveaway section.
Cheers to Jeffrey Huff. I hope you got your box because we sent out a box from the members only giveaway. But gifted 5 aggressively average angler memberships. Thank you so much, dude.
Thanks, brother.
That's awesome. So I should see on YouTube who got those new memberships. Wow, comments are catching up. Here we go. So welcome new members, Losing Big Fish, Grimy Fishing, NIL JW Helt, and then budget.bass.
Our buddy NIL JW.
you say it.
I know, I like that actually. I want to
comments all the time, and I always am like NIL JW.
Word soup, got it. Yeah,
you gotta explain that later on, but and Nuts Pones, let's go. Welcome y'all, I love it. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. That's like a new feature ish on YouTube within the last year.
Until Chris Hsu did that. Chris Hsu started months ago. I was like,
doing it. Yeah.
Do that? How does that? Who do you what?
No, that is really cool. We appreciate you. For those new members, we got a members only live coming up next week, and we do special giveaways on those. So please mark it on your calendar. So it's Tuesday, which should be April 9th, and it'll be at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. So same time, different day, and it's only for members.
That's where the big giveaways happen.
We do.
If you're into that sort of thing,
that's where the only giveaways happen. The only reason we did other giveaways, which by the way, it is April, so happy Autism Awareness Month.
April 2nd was National Autism Awareness Day.
Yeah. So we already did an autism awareness drive. So that's why it's not that we're not doing anything with it. You guys helped us raise a ton of money for autism anglers. So that was really cool. And I would say if there's any way that you guys can support the cause this month, this is the month to do it. So get out there and help out in your own communities. But that was the last time we did we did how many giveaways on that live?
20, I did
30 something.
No, 31.
31. That's right. Yeah. Jeez. But now they all happen on the members only live, and that's where we peel back the curtain and we start talking about stuff that we can't talk about here. So join us and welcome to those new members. All right. Panda Art Studios. Any advice for someone who is fishing a Bass Nation tournament for the first time? Well, being that we are tournament connoisseurs, we don't do a lot of tournament stuff. We've done a few. And it depends. Panda Art Studios, are you doing it for funsies or are you doing it for on purpose? Like you want to win, you're going in like number one spot. Not that you wouldn't be doing it on purpose if you're also doing it for fun, but we have attacked our only tournaments like with a mild competitive nature because that's who we are, but also with like zero expectations on purpose. Hey, good call. So advice, Paul? I mean,
yeah,
prepare heavily.
I don't know if you've done any tournaments to get you where you are today, but honestly, if you have, stick to what you know. Like, do what's made you successful in the past.
Yeah. Don't go crazy.
No, don't mix. Don't go nuts changing stuff. Like, just do what you're comfortable with. It's got you where it got you.
Like, now, how many times have we seen people that, I mean, we know and we respect in fishing, just do the whole tournament with the spinnerbait creek fishing adventures, like fish one spinnerbait, white chartreuse, war eagle, spinnerbait. That was it. That's all he did the whole time, you know, because it's like he knew it was banging. He just stuck to it. So like try to find. Yeah, exactly. KISS, the keep it simple, stupid rule. Do that. Panda Art Studios. That is hands down the best way to do it. And once you find what's working, like don't give up on it. Like just do it. And if you got a couple of like we like a day box. Is our typical go-to to the water anyway. So I'm like, all right, what do I really want to focus on today? What's been working for me? What do I feel confident about? And that box is just all like confidence baits that we feel are going to work for that area. When we hit Alabama, we did a bunch of research on Gunnersville. And we tried to look at time of year and we looked at, you know, people who are fishing there at that time of year. What are they recommending? Water temps, etc. We did our search on the Omnia Pro app so we could see water clarity, depth, temperatures, all of that stuff. And then we packed the essentials and we just stuck to it, man. You can have sometimes having too much tackle is a problem. So like if you can slim down and just be smart about it, that's the way to go. And you'll have fun. Oh yes. BFS Frog, as in like a show here, like just do a live on it or
yeah, like
do
it is that time? Is that on OnlyFans? What do we
what? Do you want to shut up. You want us to just really make everyone mad because we're like, it's a frog show. Tiny frogs. They're gonna be so upset.
Like, I paid for this. This sounded like some kind of wild adventure, and that is not what I got.
No. Little hollow body frogs. Tiny itty bitty.
Are you serious, mother father?
What? Mother father. Oh man. Live on
Marshall Tucker, are you?
Oh man, Carl, like I'd love to do that. That is just
what
almost too slim a topic.
Comment?
What?
Oh, you want to do the frog thing?
Do the frog show. Yeah. I mean, I would love to do it. It's just such a niche
topic.
All right.
Do it. Thanks. Thanks. That's all it's like. Nah, yeah. I'm not going to do it. All right.
Okay.
It's like a cheap suit. Whamp right to the ground.
Isn't that like how it always works? Just, I'm like, yeah, like, we should do this. I don't want to do this.
Like a 55-year-old's ankles just gone.
Yeah. Hey, my ankles are going to be great at 55. You wait.
About that?
Christopher Radford. New to lives and loving it. Great content, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. So I think we covered a lot of jerk baits. Let's cover like the specific jerk baits that we like in case you want to go look at some. And
I know
it's not a bougie show, like not all bougie. We will talk about some, but there is going to be a broad spectrum here on prices.
About half of them
you did okay
under $12. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of them at least are under or 15 or under. No, 80% of them are 15 or under.
Yep.
I think that's very reasonable. That hits most of jerkbait land.
I feel like you're just throwing numbers around too.
Nope. 80%. You can go check all of these. I did it. So
let's look at right now.
Do it. I don't care. The cool. The number one I put on here is the Vision 110 and the 110 Junior. And I'll add the 110 plus one. These are so good.
Yep.
They are
they're either
$19 or $25. I recognize they're super expensive. This doesn't mean it's the best one or my favorite. But the one thing I'll give them that they beat almost everybody on is color selection is on point. And for a Japanese company to be so on point with that many colors for the US, pretty impressive. I don't know. And they come with amazing hardware. I would take the hardware off those and put them on other jerkbaits.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic what they come with. So that's a great option. 110 Junior is it's still three trebles, but it's just smaller than this. And I love that. That's actually my most used jerkbait right now is the Vision 110 Junior. It's awesome. $20. So it's not cheap, but it's fantastic. I love it. I mean, their performance is, it's great. Then we got the Stunna. So this is Berkley. This one is it
a nice jerkbait?
$15, man. I was surprised when I saw this was like $14.99. I was like, oh gosh, all right.
Yeah.
But I have about three or four of these. So
EWG hooks. They come in everything from gold, like platinum, all the way down to clear. So they've got it all. You know,
they've got a good selection. Good selection.
Yeah. And it's, you can find it anywhere just because their distribution is so darn big. Now this next one. I can't speak for Jeff. I made this list, you guys. So if Jeff needs to leave commentary.
I didn't add to this list because it was good enough.
It's pretty good.
It covered the spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't have the 3DB on me. This is the Crystal Flash. It's a little bit different. Yeah. But that is a Yozuri. And Yozuri, like, I believe, other than that, the knuckleball spinnerbait,
they've got
a lot of great things. And that one thing that crashed and burned for me.
Yeah.
But Yozuri is pretty good all-around value brand.
Yozuri 3DB is a money jerkbait in every size. The colors are really good. What I like about them is they're really heavy duty. They're super heavy duty. Those things are built to last. I love them.
I've had this one for years.
And they're $10. That's so cheap. The next one, back up to the mid-range.
Hang on.
Oh, what
up? Burley says Timu Tom.
Oh, God. That's really good. That's really good.
Timu Tom.
It's Temu, by the way.
I don't care. I already said that in every video we did on it. I was like, I don't care how it's pronounced.
Temu Tom.
Temu Tom.
Wow.
Or Temu, if I must.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You know what's funny? Like, we still get the one video that I did where, like, the thumbnail is trash and it's like the Temu bag.
Yeah.
We still get comments on that. For it's so long ago at this point, we've already said here, like, we're never doing another Temu order because I didn't realize how big a gosh dang fan base slash hate base they have. It's like,
it can't still be that big, can it?
Oh, it's even bigger now. They did the Super Bowl. They email us every single week to do a sponsored video, and I just keep deleting,
let's do it,
blocking them.
Let's do it.
No,
why not?
You're gonna break the sponsor rule for Temu?
Yes, for how much are they offering? Ask him for $5,000.
They're not offering it. It's going to be $100 plus commission. Yeah.
Hold on. No. Ask him for $10,000.
Okay. To get him to stop emailing me?
What did they get?
You got it.
Exactly. Ask him for $10,000. Do it right now.
Oh my God. The point I was making was
no, just stop what you're doing.
Stop making a point. All right, cool. Thanks.
That's exactly what really I said. Really
appreciate it.
While you're not making a point, I'll go through the next jerkbait. It's going to be the wow. 6 cents provoke at $15. Now,
oh, you mean these
teams are a little more limited, but they're still banging. They are 6 cents killed it.
I wouldn't say limited. 6 cents has an insane amount of colorways.
You know what I mean by that? Colorways, yes. Finishes, no. They all feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're kind of muted compared to like a 13 fishing. Which I don't know is bad.
They have some shad patterns, they have some flashy ones, and then they have some translucent ones as well. So I'd say they cover the spectrum. This, by the way, is the new 97X. I have not fished this yet, but I'm excited to. So it's a little bit shorter than the 106. Too.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I just gave you one too. So
next
got a couple of those.
Next one, while Jeff is asking for 10 grand from Temu, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. Typing an email right now.
Get on your horse.
Temu.
We've got
I have to wait till they email me again, probably by Friday, and then I'll do it. Oh
God. All right. Just do it. The next go to your deleted. The next one up is the Smithwick Rogue. We talked about this one already. We showed it to you. Mm-hmm. $8. I've got this, like, it's a sleeper, dude. It's a sleeper.
Oh, yeah. It is. I was surprised by it because you look at it and it reminds me of the Husky Jerk, right? Like with that little or the floating Rapala, right? Yeah. And
the original.
I don't know. And then I just immediately caught a fish and I was like, oh, okay.
Solid. So not sexy, but it is going to catch a fish.
It's got
this good next action. One was my favorite. What was my favorite? Probably my favorite from last year. Better than the Evergreen. I liked it more than the Evergreen, which is a lot more expensive. The Spro McStick. Just one more log on the Spro fire because they don't miss, dude. They don't miss.
Craw Nugget. I rest
my other than case. The price, there's nothing wrong with it.
That was the least durable of all of the poop baits.
Like I said, but it fished fine.
Other than price anything wrong with and it. Durability.
Yeah.
You're
the
not
value proposition was not good, but there was nothing wrong with the bait.
Hang on. So we're saying the value proposition, the value
if
of the
they, bait. If they priced terrible. It reasonably, if they just priced it reasonably, and that's made it on more them. Durable. They haven't done that. Totally agree. But as far as like actual, like what you got for the bait, it fished fine until it died, which was 4 seconds.
All right, we're defining miss differently, but okay,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think they miss. Spro makes everything great, and like the other thing too is like the KGB. They're not like
not used yet, but I'm excited to.
They're not like the people, but then they throw this out there, and you're like, "How did you do this?"
Yep,
unreal. All right, next one up, the Golden Oldie, $12, but that's for the small ones. These are kind of expensive.
The Golden Oldie,
the Rapala X Wrap.
Yep.
Oh my, the Perch Rapala X-Wrap is the first lure I used to, or the first lure I caught a fish with.
This one.
That Dern one right
the
there.
Exact one. I feel like everybody should have this one.
Everyone you, should have this.
If you don't
I've
have
given
it.
I've personally given it to like five people.
If you don't have it and your dad fished or your grandpa fished, I bet they have it.
There's one waiting for you in a will somewhere.
in a safe somewhere.
Yeah. I love that thing. Banger. The next
your
one will
sister,
be brand.
Your sister gets the house. You get my Perch X-Ray.
Here you go. I bequeath to you. The next one is the jerkbait. It's made by Brand X. Paul Plums is doing the designs for them. Big sponsorship going on there.
Huge sponsorship. Paul in deep in the plums. Are we going Paul Plums? Because you just said that. I feel it deep down. How
down
deep?
Down to my plums.
Down to my plums. The Brand X jerkbait. All right, it's top of the list. First of all, it's $2.99. Yeah. Second of all, it is the best jerkbait on the planet. Value proposition off the charts. It's a hockey stick right there. That's what it is. This company is going places, you guys. You have no idea.
We're going to like, that'll end up being the brand. I love it.
The best comment on that video was like, says the guys who can't compete with pros. And the immediate response I had was like, yeah, we're not trying to though. And the guy was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, yep, yeah, okay. And that was
okay.
The conversation. Like, weirdo. Do you think, here's the question. Do you think that every person who fishes is trying to be a pro.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So odd.
They're trying to catch fish, bro. We're just trying to catch fish. We're trying to catch vibes and fish. That's it.
Mostly just the vibes, really.
Every time we go out, we catch vibes, at least.
If I got a vibe, I'd be like, all right. What a vibe. Not a loss. Okay, next. What a
dumb thing to say.
People's brains freaking wild. All right, next up we've got... I'm out of beverage, but cheers.
Welcome, Mental Fall 89. You are I gotta check on the other chat. It doesn't show on here. Burly Bunch Elite. Welcome to the Burly Bunch Elite. Join us on our live on Tuesday. You're invited now.
I love it. So next up is the Mega Bass again. Jesus. The X70 or X80, whatever.
And
the
BFS.
The BFS jerkbait. Holy smokes, guys. Yeah. The thing about it, when you fish a jerkbait long enough, I can tell a good or a bad jerkbait with the drag. If I drag it for a millisecond and do that first twitch, I know whether or not it's good.
This size, that's what it is. And
it's full, isn't that
phenomenal?
Yeah, it's great.
Is it smaller than this? It's more like
mine is. I think I have the 70.
The 70 would be
this
size.
That's
The 80 is what I was holding up. Yeah.
Freaking sweet.
And this is another one. Did you show this one yet? This little Daiwa.
No.
So Daiwa just sent these to us. So we're gonna test them out. But this is
so cool.
Freaking cool. This one is two of those.
Yep.
So neat.
The the Mega Bass, like you could, the first time I just twitched it, I was like, this is a good one. It's just the right pressure, let off right when I let off, and I could tell it wasn't rising, that there was no movement in the line. I loved it. Expensive though, $15 for a little itty bitty guy. Next up, another expensive one. This is the Evergreen FA, my second favorite from last year. And these were, I kind of made it my mission to try some of these like really expensive brands and kind of compare them to some of the, you know, regular stuff that you see. And just try new stuff. So Evergreen was $20, huge. It is a 120,
bro.
The monster 115. Go ahead.
I don't have that, but I just realized this is my 3DB. I do have one.
Oh,
a deep diver.
Yeah, that's a big one. Oh my god,
in that Elegy Bone color.
Yeah, which
is, I love this color. Every jerkbait makes this color. It's just cool to have. But anyways, sorry.
So the $20 Evergreen FA paint jobs are immaculate. I have a chrome with like blood splatter, so sick. And the last one for me, Jeff, you got to fish this one, the 13 Fishing Loco, the Loco Deep. This one goes to 12 feet, I think.
Yeah, I think this is one that I
$12.
Oh, I lost this one.
Free. It's like $12, one of the cheapest ones.
This got bit off on your leg.
Oh, that was, that's right.
Yeah. So I had one. It was really nice. I'd probably get another one.
I bought another one.
They are not bad at all. I've owned a few. They're right up there with the provokes. Like, I like them a lot. But they're cheaper than provokes, so there you go.
$12. And they have, that's really the only one they make, which I thought was really weird.
13, don't they have two? I think they have two jerk baits.
That's it. Two
baits. It's not a ton of options.
Kind
of
weird.
KVD has like 4,000.
Yeah, right. 400 models.
Get on that level. What are you doing, 13? but yeah, so there's some good options. I think we covered a broad spectrum of pricing as well. So hopefully that's helpful for you guys if you're looking for them. What is your favorite out of the entire list? Did we already say it?
My favorite out of the whole list.
Your favorite jerkbait. Oh, ultimate. Jesus. We could say just your favorite, and then we could say like what you feel is the best value prop. Two different ones.
Oh.
If it's two different baits.
Yeah.
It'd be the same.
I mean, honestly, it might even be both, but that big stick is so nice. I just like it. I like that it's like matte.
You have one?
Yeah, two.
You fish it?
Do? I have two. All last year. It's my favorite one. It was that or the Evergreen were two of my favorites from last year.
Because you're a bougie boy.
They're not that expensive. Well, the Evergreen is, the Evergreen is, the Spro is like one of their cheaper baits relative to like wherever, you know what I mean? They're always kind of in the top end.
Yeah. I mean, I make fun of you for being bougie. I'm going to say Vision 110 Junior.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, it really is. And you know
what? I
was about
to say, my answer for which one is the best, it would be that one.
The Mega Bass?
It is the best.
I would say. And I would, you know what? It's that one. For sure, without a doubt. And value-wise, what would you say is like your go-to for that option?
I mean, Sixth Sense is actually probably up there. The Baker, if I had to really get the cheapest one, I like the Baker. But as far as just like getting a decent one, I mean, Yozuri is going to always probably be the best. That or the KVD, they're going to be the best. Probably the KVD. The KVD is probably the best value.
The KVD, $10, man.
$10 you're getting out for, and it's quality. Yeah.
That is,
I hate really to say it. I don't like saying it, but it's kind of a no brainer.
I don't like, why don't you like saying it?
I just don't like saying, I don't like giving anything to Berkeley.
These That's days. Not Berkeley, it's Strike King, KVD.
All the same.
All right. Those two are, they are different. They're not different. They're not under the same umbrella. I forgot, this is $10, the scope stick, by the way.
I haven't used it. It looks like
garbage. I haven't used it, so I'm not commenting on how good it is, but I'm just telling you it was $10 because we talked about it earlier.
I'd go to KVD all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a safe bet. It's just so, and if it's not that, if you want just like a good all around, any one you're going to be happy with, Raw Paula,
or the Smithwick, even that's much cheaper.
Yeah, they've been around for a billion years, not a billion. All right, a million maybe, but yeah, very affordable, solid all around jerkbait. So see, we're not all bougie, man. Come on now. That was, you know what else was funny on the kayak versus, it's because we said versus John boat video. So many people were just angry commenting and not watching the video at all.
I like, thought it was a lot of people just saying, here's what I have. I was like, all right.
It was the vast majority were like intelligent.
I have a boat and I have a kayak. Checking in. I have a bathtub.
Cool.
Checking in. I have shoes. Checking in. I own dishes.
Nice. How many? for the most part, it was just people going like, I have this, I have that. Here's why it works for me. And a lot of people were like, oh, I love the one that you commented back to. The guy was like, if you're a
dot, I wanted dot, to, dot, I could have done man. Another level. I could have done another one. I wanted to do it. I typed it out.
Yeah. So you guys, this guy goes, if you're dot 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 man dot dot dot, then you dot 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 buy a boat. And I was like, whoa, but the grammar was awful. So Paul just commented back, correct grammar, dot dot dot, correct grammar, dot dot dot. And that was it. Sometimes, you know what? That's what you gotta do, man.
A little helping hand. I did a little visual phonics.
But yeah, so many people just we took a neutral point on it, and we have kayaks. We've had boats.
I have a John boat.
Cool. Once again, like, fish how you want to fish. Why is everybody just like, because I fish a John boat, you have to fish a John boat.
Actually, you can get, for 14 cents, you can go get a John boat with 16 motors, 400 rods, the newest and latest technology, and a whole other boat.
That was a comment that actually happened. All right. So
really not making that up.
I think, did we do jerkbaits? Did we do it?
Oh, one last thing. It'll go through your coat. It's gonna happen.
And your gloves. If it's cold this time of year, you're gonna be
buckle up.
So jerkbaits, this thing, all these hooks, you're trying to get them out of a bass. The little guys, be careful. They will put a treble through your finger. So pliers, lippers, maybe if you have to, please be careful with them.
Yep,
there's your warning from AAA. But other than that, like, get out there and fish these this time of year, especially 4 to 6 foot diver, suspending, like, get it. And then if you can get one other one, get a deep one. Go with like a natural pattern, and a white is like super, super safe. You're going to catch on those and you'll be really happy with it. There you go. We did it. All right. Shall we slow roll thunder out of here? Guys, I'm coughing a lot because I do not feel great. So we're going to do boogers. Slow rolling thunder.
It's my nose boogers going back through my esophagus slowly down into my chest. That's what it is.
Fucking do you ever just call in sick, but instead of being like, hey, boss, I'm sick, you're just like, hey, boss, hear me out.
You want to know what's going on? Let me tell you.
I think we all know that person that does that.
Hey, Brindley, I know Paul, you want to hear what I'm dealing with?
You won't believe this.
Actually, let's make this a video call.
You see, it starts in the sinuses. There's this build up
right here.
Get out of here, Jesus. All right, so let's do some slow rolling thunder. Let's start with the first one here. Hit me with some slow rolls, guy.
All right, what's one bait that the situation is you're on the water, even if maybe it's me next to you. And I'm like, hey, can I have your beep boop bop boop, whatever the bait is? And it's the one that you are not handing
over. Not gonna give you. I was
you're
like,
not gonna do it. You're not like, giving it. You're not giving you're not giving it up. I'm like, I can't trust you for whatever reason. I don't want to trust you. Can't risk it. Do you even have one?
I would let you use, I'm being honest, I'd probably let you use any bait that I have.
I was about to say, if it was you, I wouldn't give you a single.
Wow, I'm so nice. You're so horrible.
There's two baits I wouldn't give you, Jeff. It's because
it's a jackhammer.
Jackhammer and a hangover. Okay, anything else in the library is yours. You can't have.
Bro,
listen. You can't have. Actually,
this is not one-sided.
A garbage buzzbait. A garbage buzzbait as well. You cannot have.
Oh, that
one. Snap. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Snap.
First of all, you guys, Paul put a spy bait 25 feet up in a pine tree. So don't let him sit here and fool you guys like he's never lost a bait.
And it was the Spro, and I'm still mad about it.
It was the Spro?
Yeah.
That's like the $20 one. Ooh, I thought you said it was the Berkeley. Those are $10. Dude.
Actually, you might be right. Either way, the Berkeley was still a banger.
I just look over and Paul's like, this line goes straight up the tree, and he's just like, come back, please. And he's like, it's not happening. And then he just had to
cut it. I had the soft rod, and then I had all that line. Oh, God.
I was like, why aren't you climbing this tree? If it was a swim bait, he would have climbed the tree for it. If I had to answer with a bait, it's probably like a swim bait. It's going to be like, hey, man, can I have that KGB? Which we're sharing, by the way, so I will let you use it.
What about like a bag of plastics? Is there like a bag of plastics you like wouldn't give up?
No, because I have too many plastics.
What if it was like the sneaky underspin?
I have so many sneaky underspins.
It's like your last one. It's your last one.
If it's my last one, no, then you can't have it. Look, that's a confidence. It's like, hey, can I have your one last confidence?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Then that's the answer. It's your one last one of the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it to you because then you'll have confidence in it. So you're going to fish it the whole day and you're going to catch all the giants on it and I'll break
mine. So there's way more than none.
If I have more than one, then you can have it.
No, that's not the point. Oh, if I had a million, I would just give you one. No crap.
Oh, wait. Currently, that's the
life. You have like a little boat full. Here you go.
If it was one, if I only had one, then yeah, I wouldn't give it to you.
What about what's the line? Where would you be like, what would I maybe? But all right,
plastics, I have no problem throwing at you. And then
it's the last one.
It's the last one. I mean, if it's like Copper Truce Finesse TRD and I got one, then yeah, you're not getting it. I'll say, let me catch 20 fish on this and then I'll give
then
it to
I'll
you.
Then I'll lend it to you.
And then you can use it for 20 fish. See, that I would still give it to you. I'm not mean like you.
But I don't own it, but you know.
The jackhammer is smart. You should never give me a jackhammer.
that is legit.
I agree. Right. Don't give me it.
So you know how the next one, do you know how there are some words you've gone through a lot of education. There are some words you may never be able to spell. You've gone too far. Mm-hmm. You're not going to take the time to like install a mental rule. Mm-hmm. You're not going to donate any time or mental energy to this at all.
Yep.
Not a breadcrumb of calorie is going to this. What word are you just never going to be able to spell? Mine? Receipt. I will never know if I'm spelling it right or wrong. And I know I'm a big reader. I've seen that word 5,000 times, 10,000 times.
Yeah.
I'll never know. It's a guess. I'm going on gut instinct. I don't know that I'm spelling it right or wrong. Another one, the name Keith. I'll never be able to spell the name Keith.
What?
I don't know why. Yeah. There's this guy that I work with.
K-E-I-T-H?
I got to write him an email once a month. Minimum.
You're like K-I-E?
Every single time. K-I-E.
I will
Google
say,
says that ain't right. No, it's Neil. Keith and Neil. I'll never get them.
Neil
the
EI
thing. I don't know.
Neil can be tough.
I never can't do it.
I don't. There's plenty of words I can't spell. Can I think of them all right now? No. But I will digress too instead. Let me
thoroughly say, is a pretty good one for some people. I know I could respect that.
How many of you guys, all right, two things. One, how many of you guys you write a word out? it's spelled correct. Like you don't get spell correct on it. No spell check pops off on this. No red underline.
Right? Yeah.
You type it out, but then you look at it and you're like, there's no way.
No.
That's how you spell that. It happens to me all the time.
Throughout.
Totally normal words.
The word throughout. Yeah. I have to reread it 7 times.
I'm like that. And you know when it happens to me the most? When we make thumbnails. Because for some reason, when you type
the
it
in. Writing the word neat. The word neat looks like trash.
It looks so
and it
dumb.
Doesn't look like the word neat.
Is that
it
weird?
Looks like, what the hell? How do you, what do you, I.
It's just because like I've got it in bold in a different font and it's like big on a thumbnail.
Who just writes the word neat?
I'm like, this can't be the right way to spell. And then I'll like Google it.
Or like only. Like, yeah. Why does only, like when it's just written by itself,
dude,
very
the word,
loudly.
The word
like what is
best. Because
yeah, like who writes the word best? Nobody. Never. Not like us, that.
All the
not
time
like
for YouTube.
That.
All the time for YouTube, I write the word best and I'm like, best. That can't be right.
No.
It is such an easy word. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but it just
or
looks,
these.
It
these.
Looks wrong.
Yeah. Every time I see it, I'm like, nah. For dude. Real?
So that, and then how many of y'all are out there right now still reciting your English teacher from elementary is like rules? Like I before E except after C.
That's not even a rule. That shouldn't exist.
Why?
It's it would not help always. You with Keith.
It wouldn't help you with Keith.
How do you figure?
I before E except when spelling Keith.
God dang it. I hate it so much.
I still do that all the time. You know what else I do? Wednesday, wed any
Wednesday. I love Wednesday.
Tell me you guys don't do that.
Wednesday.
Go ahead and lie in chat and tell me you don't do that. Everybody does that. Get out of town. Wednesday. It's so dumb, but like these are just stupid things that you do throughout the day as an adult. I'm an adult and I'm like Wednesday.
What about the Oxford comma?
The Oxford comma?
Yeah.
What be that? What are we talking
about?
Are
we not ready for that?
No.
All right. If you have 3 things in a list, it goes thing, thing, and last thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
You go thing, comma.
Do I need a comma here?
Then do you do a comma there before the and or no? I say no. That's what the and is for.
Why would I do that when I have and? I agree.
Good. I'm glad we're good. All right. This is good. I knew there was a reason.
We didn't have to end the show right there. No. I like commas.
God is over here like, I do better. A comma. I do a comma instead of a period.
Because I'm never done.
I never used a period. I use a comma. All right.
Like, what have I got more to say?
What do you think is your biggest life hack?
My biggest life hack?
Like, what would be like that if it was a 7-year-old and like, I'm going to give you one tip and it's going to take you through the rest of your life. What would your life hack be?
Just said it, work from home. Like I just get to hang out at home all day. Yeah, it's pretty great and it's really easy. That's what I like. Hey kid, when you grow up, do you want to like be able to sometimes play video games, sometimes like just watch YouTube or whatever, and then sometimes work? Do this. Work from home is great. Like my stress compared to when I used to work in like corporate gyms is so absurdly low that it's a life hack because I'm now going to live longer because of it.
I have used up a lot less heartbeats than I would have otherwise.
It's 1000%. Yeah. Also, Rob Harrison is a good one. Naps.
What does he say?
Naps are great. Naps are so underrated. Like
naps.
I suck at taking naps and I'm jealous of people who are good at
them. Yeah, that's how I feel.
They
when I see someone just like go into a bedroom in the middle of the day and take a nap, I'm like,
like in a chair.
Oh, what are you doing? How'd you do that?
When your dad reclines and he's like,
yeah. The only time I've taken a nap is when I've run my body so far into the dirt,
you
can't
just
get out.
You die.
And I run out of batteries. It'll be like 4:45 and I'll be on my couch dead ass. And I'll sleep the whole night.
So what's yours? What's your life hack?
Math.
Like just being good at it.
Just
knowing.
Just be interested in math. Like if I could, and it's like whenever I hear people be like, I've never used the math and I learned it. I'm like, you weren't even supposed to. Oh, Jesus. Carol.
Carol.
God. Great. I'll tell you right now, having being good at math makes your whole life so much easier and like less scary.
Yeah.
Not girl math. That's literally the opposite. No,
real
what
math.
Is going on in this comment section?
Boy math, not a thing.
Jesus.
I hate numbers.
Oh, God. Not
every
even the math.
Every time Brando sees numbers, he's like, no, not again.
He just sees the live countdown. He's like, oh, my God.
He's like, Vision 110, not buying that one. It's too many trash. Numbers.
All right, last one. What is the most iconic piece of 90s apparel?
Oh,
belt
man.
Buckle, so the old school GM belt buckle belt.
Is that 90s or 2000s? That's like punk rock
2000s. We'll go with 2000s. I think 2000s is better.
Oh, we what about 90s, the, but yeah.
What about the sweatband?
Okay, so we're going 2000s emo 2000s. Kid. Got it.
Pipe
punk. Yeah.
DC
or Etnies?
Skateboarding shoes.
Those were the
top.
The
Etnies. Etnies made the biggest of the big.
The boat. Yeah, or Circa. You remember Circas? They were the biggest, actually.
Circas were boss. What they about the... Oh, someone said it. Oh, the lock and chain necklace is good. What about the wallet chain with the... Hold on. Duct tape wallet.
Duct tape wallet, yes. So the duct tape wallet is such a, like, era that we live
bike
in.
Bike chain bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, the I love the bike chain. And then the studded belt, the spike stud belt.
But the three layer.
Three. You got to do
with
three.
With the belt buckle offset.
Yep. If you had two, like, what are you doing?
You had a
like,
white one.
I had a... Hang on.
No, don't say it. Don't you dare say this to me. Don't you say this.
White Fallout Boy. Three row.
Oh, spike my belt. God. Jesus Christ.
I mean, was I the coolest person ever? I mean, probably.
Also, wearing one size smaller shirt.
It was a must.
And then Cheetums. having pit rivers of stain just dousing. You looked like you were wearing like Nike Under Armour.
Mm-hmm. It was vented. It was the opposite of vented.
You soaked. I'm soaked in my own body odor.
Jinko pants. That was one.
Big. But I think Lee Pipes made a resurgence right about that time. And then
leather wrist cuffs is a good one too.
Remember those 69 bracelets? The bands? Remember those bands?
Yeah. That would like
loop. Oh my god, the fucking bands. What about hairspray?
What about Axe body spray?
Oh god.
The hallways just
I remember Bod. Bod was worse. Bod came out after. And then this commercial where it's just like very jacked dudes playing basketball, no shirt. I want your bod.
I want your bod. Oh, the
I saw special. The first time I saw that commercial, I was in a movie theater and I was like, what the hell is this?
Popped collars, the double pop.
Oh god. The crushed coral necklace.
Puka shell. That's what it was. Puka shell necklaces. That was big.
What about those like black ones with like the silver ball? Like silver balls with like black spacers and maybe spikes sometimes.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh shit.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Like a tribal tattoo if it was a necklace.
Oh, I see it now. I see it. I got it. All right.
Watching it.
What is Chad saying? The animal plastic bracelets that each color and animal meant something different. You're talking about the book Animorphs? Like, what are we talking about?
That Animorphs? Was required reading, baby.
That was required reading.
Hacky sack. But you had to have the good one. You had to have the leather hacky sack.
Yeah.
Fossil watches. Oh, what a dagger. What a dagger.
Did you have a fossil watch?
I did.
And did it have a Trans Am bird on it? The Firebird?
That wasn't that cool, no. That sounds awesome.
That was my
Mood rings, that was not a thing.
We're going further back. We're going further back with those
fossil watches. What an Mrs. Fields cookies,
Auntie Anne's pretzels
from the mall,
Orange from Julius
mall.
Panda Express, Sparrows. Those were must.
Sabara was a rip. $12 or $8 for a slice. Get the fuck out of here.
It wasn't that price then.
You could get for like $10, you could get basically all you could
tray.
Eat at at from Pan Express with unlimited cookies. So why don't you just step the fuck up?
Smells between Hollister and American Eagle. Horrible. Do you walk into those stores ever anymore? Like
Abercrombie, remember the sweatpants? How have they not come back? If they could come back right now.
I mean, just too many other brands made equally/better, more comfortable sweatpants for half the price.
The Aeropostale/ Abercrombie text is iconic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody had to wear Hollister or Abercrombie.
I only owned one garment of Hollister, Abercrombie, or any of it that I had. Yeah. And it was a coat. It was like a really nice warm coat.
They made nice coats.
Yeah. I was like, damn, this is super nice. That's the only thing I ever had. And I like would try and buy. I couldn't afford it. I was pretty poor, dude. We didn't have shit.
I also had one. I had the coat. It was like the no hood. It was like fur, the fur line.
Mine was brown.
Mine was brown.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
No.
Oh my God.
The same person.
No way.
What
is happening?
I wore that coat to death.
I wore it till the fucking strings were falling off of it. Exactly. What are you talking about? There's no way you had that coat.
I swear.
Just read my mind. Oh my God.
I'm gonna find a picture of me.
What just happened? No way.
Brothers.
Dude, and like I got so many compliments on that coat.
Yeah.
So many people were like, damn, what?
Yeah, that's insane. All right, well, you know what? It's same person, different schools in Michigan.
That's wild.
All right, on that insane revelation, we're going to head out tonight. Let's get Slow Rolling Thunder and a good topic on jerkbait. So if you guys aren't fishing them, get out there and go fish them. We give you a bunch of different brands as suggestions. Go to your local shop, preferably local. If you have to, go to Bass Pro or whatever, or go online to Omnia and go pick up some jerkbaits. Go fish them. They are working really well. Like that right now, my two confidence baits, drop shot, jerkbait. If I have those rigged up, I'm going to be very happy that day and I'm going to catch a lot of fish. Hopefully this was helpful for you. If it was, be subscribed, smash the like on this video, and then also come back next Wednesday when we go live again. And for my members, we had five new members, or six or seven. I don't know. A few other people added tonight. So a bunch of new members. Welcome and come to our live on Tuesday, which will be next week, April 9th.
And send us any of your Southwest Michigan, Chicago area spots that we will not burn.
Promise. Scouts on.
Really just so Debo, Ethan, and us all can have a decent time out, because we'll pick the wrong lake for sure.
We will do terrible. So if you guys are local to that area, if you know any spots where we can kind of pond hop, mounts around, kayak, do some bank fishing, we appreciate your help with that. Help us find a spot. And like I said, we'll be collabing with Fish Anything and Debo's Fishing. We're going to try and do as many videos together as we can, so then you can see our stupid, ugly faces on their channels as well. All right, cool. Thanks for hanging out with us again tonight. We'll catch you guys next Wednesday. Chaz, take us out.